The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host, guest, random reptoid, or chupacabra may not necessarily reflect those of AM 950 Radio, its affiliates, or its sponsors. Now, it's time to step into the unknown. There are things people experience but never talk about. A shadow moving in the corner, flickering of the lights, a disembodied voice. We invite you to talk with us. Share your story, share your experience. Because this isn't just your story, this is our story. This is Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken.
And this is Ghost Box Radio on AM 950, where every night we talk about the paranormal, ufology, Bigfoot, and so much more. My name is Greg Bakken, and thank you for joining me tonight. Just a quick recap from yesterday, as we had Dave Schrader on, and we have that event at the Anderson House in Wabasha, Minnesota. That's going to be this Friday through Sunday. And once again, for people who are curious and want to see about tickets and stuff, tickets are available. We have just a couple left. You can go to charvinity.com, look for events in the menu. That's charvinity.com. And go there and get some tickets. Once again, as we said yesterday, the actual Anderson House, the hotel portion to stay there, is completely booked at the moment. We sold out, but we still have tickets for the investigation, for the daytime activities, that one-on-one time with Dave doing the investigations. That's all still available. So if you're interested and if you want to go and you sign up, we'll send you an email with some options for lodging that's around the area. It's going to be a great weekend, and we're really looking forward to seeing everybody there. I'll probably talk about it a couple more times this week, but if you're thinking about going, please check it out. Now, as most of you know, as a paranormal investigator, one of the pieces of equipment I use more than any other is the spirit box. But not just any spirit box, but the PSB7 spirit box. I become very much in sync with it, and when I investigate with it, I can actually consider it an extension of my arm or even my hand. And it made such an impact, I named my radio show after it, obviously, Ghost Box Radio. Tonight, I am honored to have on Gary Galka on the show. Gary's company, ProMeasure, for years has made paranormal equipment many of us investigators use, and also seen on shows such as Ghost Adventures. Seeing the PSB7 Spirit Box and Ghost Adventures all those years ago is what inspired me to do what I do today. Today, we're going to talk about some of the new equipment Gary has, such as the PSB7 Pro, and a lot of other things. Gary, welcome to Ghost Box Radio.
Hey, Greg. How are you doing tonight?
I am doing very well. Thank you so very much for joining me. I'm super excited to have you here. In a way, I can't even believe it, because it was just kind of a shot in the dark that I sent you an email. I sent your company an email, and I'm like, would Gary want to be on the show? And you responded, and that just I've just been so excited to talk to you.
Well, likewise, you know, I've been trying to catch up with some of your podcasts, and quite honestly, I was you had me hooked on some of them, and I just couldn't put them down. So there were a few there that I listened to well into the night and enjoyed every single moment of it.
Well, and I've heard from others as well that they listen to it to help try to fall asleep. So I'm glad that you were able to use it correctly. No, I'm just kidding, of course. Thank you, though, for the kind words. So, yeah. You know, I wanted to talk about a number of things, and, you know, we actually started talking before the show, and one of the things that I immediately found a camaraderie with, I guess, if you don't mind me saying so, was you talking about why you use the spirit box and how you use the spirit box, and immediately I thought to myself, the way that Gary approaches it, we're using, like, the PSB7 or the PSB7 Pro, is how I do it, which is, you know, you've used it to talk to family, you use it to, and we have some clips that we'll play later, and that they're very respectful and stuff. And I just was very, you know, it was just so heartwarming to know that, you know, this machine, this piece of equipment that I've pretty much now have made part of my life in a big way, that, you know, I feel like that, you know, that we're all using it the same way, the right way, and I just love that.
Well, there's I don't know if there's really a particular way that's right or wrong. I guess the biggest challenge for many people would be to learn how to train yourself to be able to pick out the keywords and be able to decipher in real time. I think that's probably the biggest thing that we have to teach ourselves, take the time to do that. And it takes practice, right, Greg? I mean, you understand that, right?
Absolutely.
So, you see these people who have been using it for years, and all of a sudden, they're pulling these words out, and you're like, where are they getting that word from or something? But really, your mind becomes one with the frequencies that are scanning through that device. And when you're focused, those words get through to your subconscious and they ring a bell, and it just runs true with what you're doing at that moment in time.
It is so true. And one of the things that I've kind of been able to teach myself is some of the really good phrases and stuff that comes through the PSP7 would be like, I know a lot of people like, oh, the white noise. But to me, the phrases, I can hear it. It floats over the white noise. It's never been an issue for me. And then also when, obviously I record everything, so I'll go back and I'll play through and like what's waiting in the waveform, what's waiting in there for me to pick up. But there is a lot that I now pick up like real time as well, and it is nice to be able to kind of train yourself and know. And sometimes you get people who look at you like, how did you get that? And then we'll go back to the recording and be like, this is what I heard. And they'll be like, oh, yeah, I guess I can hear that.
Well, I'll go on YouTube. I'm just going to give you a quick example. I'll go on YouTube and I will pretty much oversee or review somebody's video using the P-SB7 device. And in just a 30-second clip, things that go past them, I'm picking up and I'm saying, oh my goodness, okay, well, they're telling you something. They're telling you a story, basically. And I will record that and I'll actually post it, and for that person, show them what they missed. And so then I'll start having a dialogue with that person a little bit, and I'll try to explain to them what to look for. And it's really about teaching people and trying to expand the knowledge that I've learned or gained, and try to share things so people become more efficient and proficient with the device. That's really what it comes down to.
Absolutely. And I certainly do the same. People send me stuff all the time and ask me, well, what can you get? Can you get anything else out of it? And yeah, I'm right there. Gary, we have thousands of people who are listening in tonight that some may not totally know what a spirit box is. Could you tell us what that is, please?
Well, in the case of the SB7, the P-SB7 device, what it is basically a radio. It's an AM/FM radio. I prefer to use the FM bandwidth,
Me
but
too.
it basically you have an adjustable sweep speed, and as you sweep through the frequencies at a high rate of speed, the SB7 will sweep at 100 milliseconds is the fastest, which is about 10 frequencies per second. So as you're sweeping through those frequencies, it rings true with various radio stations, radio frequencies, and certain frequencies have, well, different bandwidths and stuff. And what happens is the spirits will basically intercept those frequencies, and they will distort some of those frequencies to form words. So as it's going through very quickly, you may hear I am on one frequency, and on the very next step, you may hear dead or something of that nature. So it's really up to you to be able to pick that out of the noise. Now, in the beginning, I used to believe that it was the white noise where all the words were coming from. But really, over time, I've determined through some of the more sophisticated devices that I've created that they're actually tuning in to the radio frequencies that we listen to. And then taking those and some of my responses that I've submitted for you to review, actually, where they'll say to you, we're able to drop more words within the frequencies. And with some of the, my newer devices, I'm getting full sentences now, which is wonderful. Yep. But the SP7 basically scans frequencies. You can adjust the frequency speed for the sweep speed. And it's basically you can forward or reverse depending on the direction you want to use it in. Some people will go reverse, some people will go forward, but it's nothing more than sweeping frequencies at a high rate of speed.
Exactly. And for those of you, and one of the things I run into quite a bit when I do it, and I tend to do reverse sweep. I think I'm 200 reverse sweep is where I've been kind of staying, though sometimes I speed it up more. That people think that you're going reverse sweep, that means that it's picking, like the radio stations are speaking in reverse, and that's not the case at all. It's simply going backwards instead of going forwards.
Correct.
So with the Spirit Box, you know, like the Spirit Box has been around as some form, whatever, SP7 Spirit Box, what you created, were you aware of other Spirit Boxes and you decided you wanted to have a go at your own, or what led you to actually create the SP7?
Well, that's a great question. So what happened was I became friends there's a backstory here. I don't think we've really touched base regarding my daughter, what brought me into this whole thing. Right.
Right.
So I don't know if I should go into that backstory, but basically about 18 years ago, my daughter, Melissa, was in a car accident. She passed away. And that kind of like altered the course of my life and my family's life.
Yeah.
So from that, you know, I started to have all kinds of experiences, and those experiences put me into a path where I wanted to better understand the things that were happening to me that I've never experienced before. Mm-hmm. And so, my company was into, high tech equipment that was used in industries, big company names like General Electric or Gillette, mm-hmm. Just big companies. Those are the companies that I would do work for with the company that I own. So from that, after my daughter passed away, I started to look at these other things, and knowing that there was more to it than I couldn't really understand. And from that, I created a device called a millimeter, which is an EMF meter, and it also measures temperature. It's got a built-in flashlight. It's got all kinds of doodads. Now we have all kinds of features that are built into it. But the main thing was I designed something that was specific for the paranormal field. You know, people weren't doing that. People were hacking things.
Yeah.
And as far as the ghost boxes go, they were hacking radios. They were going in and hacking radios. I had met a gentleman. His name was Frank Sumption. Frank created a ghost box, Frank's box. I met Frank probably a good 16 years ago, 17 years ago. And at that point in time, you know, we were talking about some of the things that we were interested in. And, you know, he had lost a son and I had lost a daughter. And we were both looking at different things that fascinated us. And the one thing that was missing in the paranormal community was that no one could create a box in mass production. Okay.
Right.
So what I did was I designed a product that could be made in volume and then offered to people at a reasonable price. You know, Frank was building a ghost box. It would take him as long as 4 to 8 weeks to build one box. So I'm like, okay, if we get it out to a lot of people, then we start comparing data, and then people become more aware of what's happening, and we just as a whole community, we can share information and we will become more aware of what's happening in the field. So that was my goal. I just wanted to bring everybody. I wanted to create more of a cohesive base of ITC professionals out there. And you can't do that when you're, you know, hacking a radio. You can't do it.
No, you can't. And and I, for one, you know, I really do appreciate that. I mean, honestly, because that is, I got into the Spirit Box part of my paranormal career shortly after Frank had passed away. Everyone was talking about it, but this was accessible. And There's a lot of people out there who come to me and they say, well, you know, where do I start if I want to do Spirit Box? What do I use? And I always tell them, start with the PSB7, you know, because quite frankly, I have about 30, 40 different Spirit Boxes. I collect them. I'm always using the PSB7. I am always using it because it is very easy to use, but it also has always been good to me. In fact, the one that I got, the first one I got in 2015, is still one of them that I use the most. I mean, I've gotten all the iterations that you have released, including the PSB7T, but I always kind of go, you know, like Paul McCartney uses his Hofner bass, you know, still from the 60s. That's kind of where I'm at right now, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's totally understandable. I mean, it's, you know, there's, like you said, there's been a lot of variations. I try to introduce something fresh with the product, you know, every year or two. But the main thing that has led me this far is that I'm always striving to come up with something that's a little bit better. And, you know, I'll tell you what. COVID put me into that mode because I was locked away.
Yeah.
I was locked away. So it took me 2 years to create the latest product and almost 3 years for this Radio X ITC device that I created. But both of those products are, I just put so much into them. They're really proving to be a valuable asset for ITC professionals.
So let's go ahead and do this. What we can do is we're going to take a break right now. We're going to do our first commercial break. When we come back, we're going to get into the PSB7 Pro. We're going to talk about Radio X ITC. We got some questions. If you have more questions, bring them in. We have Gary Galka with us tonight. We're talking Spirit Boxes. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950.
Reach your highest level of consciousness and well-being with MetamorphosisConnections.com. MetamorphosisConnections.com is an online directory of the best holistic and metaphysical practitioners to help you make your most informed choices. You can search MetamorphosisConnections.com for classes, events, wellness and life coaches, plus metaphysical products and shops. You can also search for a wide array of healers from all modalities, including EFT, sound healing, energy healing, light therapy, ancestral healing, shamanic healing, reflexology, past life regressions, hypnotherapy, yoga, and more. And if you're not sure where to start, the search feature on MetamorphosisConnections.com is tailored to help both those who know what they are looking for and those who are just starting. Come explore the possibilities for your higher self by visiting MetamorphosisConnections.com. Their experienced practitioners can guide both beginners and those that are already on their spiritual journey. That's MetamorphosisConnection.com, your link to direct you on your spiritual transformation.
And welcome back to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. My name is Greg Bakken, and thank you very, very much for joining me tonight. I am very excited. I have Mr. Gary Galka on tonight. We are talking about Spirit Boxes, and we're also going to be talking about some of the new equipment that Gary's been working on, including the PSB7 Pro. Now, Gary, this is kind of like Choose Your Own Adventure Radio. Would you like to talk about the new equipment, or do you want to take some questions?
Well, anything that's convenient for you, I'll take a couple of questions, and then we can get into the new product.
Let's take a couple questions here real fast. Brad has asked a question for Gary. Have you ever thought about releasing a kit version for Spirit Boxes for people who want to put them in custom enclosures, like a basic Spirit Box board with not as many features?
Well, okay.
I take that as a no.
Well, Brad, you know, to be honest with you, the stuff that I create, especially the newer stuff, it's a fairly complex design. And, you know, many of the things that I have are software intensive. So, I mean, if somebody wanted a circuit board just to put it into their own enclosure, I mean, you could certainly do that. You just have to buy the product as it is and probably reconfigure it, you know, to your liking, especially if you wanted to add, you know, other sensors or perhaps some other type of device into the enclosure. I know a lot of people sell kits on Amazon where they'll sell, you know, maybe an EMF meter, a recorder, maybe a Mel meter or a Spirit Box combined at a discount. But, you know, a lot of my stuff, like I said, it's pretty complex, and it's especially the SB7 Pro. It's got infrared sensors coming into it. It's got the REM is built into it. These are all trigger sensors for spirits to interact with you and to turn the device on and off. So it gets pretty complex.
So let's talk about the PSB7 Pro. I saw it and immediately started weeping with joy. You know, it's been, what's it been, about 3-4 years since the PSB7T came out? Or,
well, the SB7T was just released within the past 12 months.
No way.
Yeah, well, the T version, which has the temperature built into it.
Yeah, no, I know, I have it, and I've had it for longer than 12 months.
Well, you're talking about the one with the digital temperature readout built into the screen?
Not that built-in screen. The one I got was called the PSB7T.
Yeah, so what we did was we came out with the audible temperature detection, which gave you an octave step ascending and descending tones based on a 1 degree temperature shift in the environment.
Sure.
And then just the most recent device that we released has actual temperature display with ambient and deviation temperature built into the display. So if you're in an environment and you're in the deviation mode, you can reset baseline in the environment and see plus or minus temperature change in real time on the display. The red display.
Yeah, I see that. I call it the evil spirit box because it has a red display opposed to the blue display. Now, the Pro, that's is it out now or is it just about to be released?
Well, the Pro is out. I'm very cautious of the way I handled it. I basically tested it myself for a full year.
Yeah.
And then I released it, sold it, some pre-production models to some ITC guys that I'm familiar with. And I allowed them to release videos of their results, which has been, outstanding. I'm very happy with what I've been seeing posted online and on social media. And now we're just getting ready to release it to our resellers and the rest of the world.
That's pretty cool. I mean, I think if I have it correctly, I think I saw videos of it. Shane Pittman, right? Did he have?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure that's where I actually saw it for the first time, and I immediately was, oh my god. So, what is it that is a massive change? For why we call it a Pro?
Okay, so the Pro itself has. It's a lot bigger than the one that you're currently familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a little bit smaller than the SB11
sure.
that you might be familiar with.
I have that, yeah.
Okay. And so basically the SB7 Pro has a new sweep technique that I've come up with. And the sweep technique that I've come up with was discovered when I was doing research with my Radio X ITC platform. Mm-hmm. Now, the Radio X ITC platform allowed me to analyze frequencies, determine the origin of where the spirits were getting their frequencies from for speech.
Oh, cool.
It allowed me to record it in real time and play it back in real time, and then compare where those frequencies originated with the actual response that was created. So giving those tools, I was also able to do a whole host of filtering and modifications. There's over 2,000 settings in the Radio X ITC.
Wow.
It took me a year just to figure things out with that device, but I put so much software into it. I didn't want to leave anything uncovered because for the longest time, people are wanted to know, where do the spirits come up with? What frequencies are they using and all this other stuff? And I was finally able to put my finger on it. So with that, I determined that the spirits are using the most active, vibrant, strongest radio stations there are. So when you're sweeping, they will take the leading and trailing edges around the strongest frequencies, and that's where they insert and manipulate, or as they put it, warp the frequency to form their words. Now, the way spirits do that, believe it or not, is through thought and visualization. That is how spirits warp a frequency. And they've confirmed that to me. And I actually have it in one of the clips that I sent to you.
Yeah, you do.
So I've had detailed conversations with spirits about this. So I took the SP7 Pro and I put a frequency step converter into it that allows the user to select how big of a frequency step they want to take as it's sweeping through the spectrum of your radio frequencies. So as an example, Greg, you know, the SP7, if you're sweeping, it's 88.5, 88.6. Yep. All right. So you're taking, you know, those 100 kilohertz steps. Well, I take it and I break it down into 10 kilohertz, 20 kilohertz, 40 kilohertz, 60 kilohertz, 80 kilohertz, and, 100 kilohertz. So basically what you're looking at is we're taking, if your station is 102.0, well, I'm taking that 102.0 and I'm breaking that into about 15 or 20 more frequencies. So as I scroll through those frequencies, little tiny segments of frequencies are available to spirit to insert and distort and, basically embed their words and sentences into those big sweet spots. And that's the part that's been escaping people for so long. Mm. And once you have that available to spirits, boy, do they pick up on it fast. First thing they say is, this is different. Oh, I can insert and drop words in those frequencies. There's another clip that I sent to you where they're actually saying what they're able to do now.
Yes.
So now I'm communicating with spirits like I'm having a conversation with you just about the same way. And they're giving me full sentences. And in many cases, I have dialogue with them for 4, 5, 6, 9 minutes at a time.
So going back at for this box and the original SP7, there's people that I've known who always take off the antenna on the SP7 because they think that the radio stations actually interfere with getting spirit responses. But what we're saying here, what you're saying here, is actually the radio station itself, the stronger the radio station, the better likelihood we are of getting some really strong response.
100% correct, Greg. Okay, wow. I, you know, the people who are taking antennas off, throwing them into Faraday pouches and cages, even though I sell a Faraday cage or a Faraday pouch, they're misdirected. And my suggestion and advice to that person would be learn how to interpret, okay, the responses that are coming through.
Absolutely.
That would be my response. Okay, yep. Take the time and learn how to separate it in your mind if you think that's a radio bit. Now, here's the other thing. The SP7 Pro sweeps at 30 milliseconds, okay? That's over 3 times faster than an SP7. So you can, what I've done is I've changed the entire range of sweep. You go 30, 50, 70, 90, okay, 110, 130. I give you complete control over all the sweep ranges and the sweep speeds so that you can tune that with the size of the frequency step that you're taking. It's important because the smaller the frequency step you take, the faster you want to go. And I noticed that a lot of the users out there are calling it warp speed, you know? So, I mean, it is really going fast. But if you listen to some of the clips, you'll hear it going by at 33.33 frequencies per second at 30 milliseconds.
Oh, yeah.
And that's, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. And that's when I was listening to some of these, it really was like, you know, just...
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And I'm like, I heard myself say out loud when I listened, like, I've not heard that sweep rate before. You know, that's incredible. Should we play a couple of clips? So since we've been talking about it enough, should we start with the congratulations?
Yeah, I think there's two congratulations there, isn't there?
Let's see here. Possibly. I had problems. There's the PSP 7 Pro, our congratulations, and...
Yeah, okay. And then the Spirit also, in that one, I think the Spirit also asked me if I'm home today. So, yeah, try that one out. See how it comes through. That
All
should
right.
be good.
And then we'll probably, let's play it at least a couple times so that people can hear it. Here we go.
You want to congratulate me too? Thank you. Yes, I am home.
I want to play that again. Now, this is the thing, too, and this is exactly, Gary, what you're talking about. You got to get used to the way that words come through these devices. Sometimes they're super clear. Sometimes it's just easier when you're used to it, I think. Let's play it again.
You want to congratulate me, too? Thank you. Yes, I am home.
It sounds to me, Gary, from listening to these clips, that you have definitely created a very strong rapport with spirits. You know, because the responses are always some or most are very very like friends talking, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting you should bring that up, Greg, because you know over the 2 years that I've been working with this. They've also provided me with an assistance along the way. They would tell me things that the average person would not know about spirit boxes. So there's a couple in there where I had some difficulties and a spirit asked me, you know, you got it fixed. You fixed it. And it was really from them telling me something that wasn't right. And then it took me a day to figure it out, and I fixed it. And the first thing he said to me was, "Oh, you've got it fixed." And I think you have that clip too.
I do. Should we play that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Here we go.
Do I need to fix it? I'm trying something new. I'm trying a noise filter. What do you think of it? I like that you like it. I like that you came through and I could hear you. Yeah, that came through pretty clear on my side.
Yeah, it did. I'm going to play it again. And I think what's interesting about it is that when the spirit says, you got it fixed, it does not, to me, sound like something from a spirit box. It sounds like somebody in the room just talking to you.
Correct.
So I'm going to play that again here for everyone real fast.
Do I need to fix it? I'm trying something new. I'm trying a noise filter. What do you think of it? I like that you like it. I like that you came through and I could hear you.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, so that second response, the female response, she goes, I think we're all for it. I mean, see, you're not going to get that kind of response through an SB7, typically. And if you do, it's like the goose that laid the golden egg. Okay,
I'll share some stuff with you. I'm pretty good with it.
Okay.
But I get your point. I don't mean to demean your point by any stretch of imagination.
No. Yeah.
But I mean, because this is really some great stuff. I want to play also. I think this is actually a slower sweep, if I recall. Maybe I'm completely wrong. The We Love You clip.
Sure.
All right. Let's hear this.
My dad. Yeah.
That is amazing. That is so good. I'm going to play that again.
Yeah. So that was right around 200 milliseconds or so.
Yeah, I could. It definitely sounded like an old friend. Those a sweep, you know. I just that's what I always use myself. Let's see here. Well, I'm looking for another one. Brad asked the question: is there a price point available yet for the Pro?
Yeah, the Pro is $275, and the Pro, aside from all the frequency adjustments and sweep speed adjustments, it's also got the integrated sensors built into it. So I went with infrared. The infrared is an emitter and a receiver, and I also went with the REM. Everybody's familiar with the REM pods for the most part.
Yep.
That's one of my products.
Yep.
And the REM pod has been copied so many times, everybody's calling their stuff REM pods or REMs. But, you know, that was something that I came up with about 13 years ago. And so the front faceplate of the SB7 Pro has, basically, I put a capacitive circuit behind it. And I have a timer, adjustable timer in the SB7 Pro. You can set for 15 seconds, 30 seconds, 45 seconds, and so on. So what happens is, if it's on instant, a spirit can come up and literally using their energy, they can interrupt the field around the device and cause it to scan. So essentially, if you're in an investigation, it's sitting silently, and when they come and interrupt that field, it'll start turning on. If you have the timer mode on, then what it'll do is, if it's for 15 seconds, they can turn it on. It'll go off after 15 seconds and then rest silently for the next interruption. So that's built into that. We've got a lot of the same features as the SB7. We got the temperature built into it on the display. We've got some other key things that we've added to it. But for the most part, it's a pretty all-inclusive device. I don't think you're going to need much more.
Take my damn money. So what? let's do this. We need to take another break. When we come back, we got some more clips to play. We're going to talk more about this. We have some more questions. We have a lot to go through. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. And join us tomorrow night on Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken, as it's going to be One Question Reading Wednesday with our guest medium, Lily McNamara. They will read any questions that you would like to be answered. They are also, I think they use tarot cards as well. It's going to be a fantastic night tomorrow night. Thursday, we're going to have ufologist Tom Conwell on as we talk more about the book, The Night Visitant, and we talk more about just UFOs in general. And then we wrap up the week with Casual Friday. So we have a lot of good stuff coming up, and hope you can join us for that. We have Gary Galka with us tonight. We've been talking about the PSB 7 Pro. We've been talking about spirit boxes in general, which is one of the things that I am always, always talking about. And in fact, I'm really considering if I pick up this new box, well, when I pick up the new box, I might start up those Sunday night sessions again. And I love using the box, Gary, to bring through people's loved ones and stuff. And it's been quite an amazing journey for that. Gary, I'd like to play something for you, though, before we play more of your stuff. Because I just felt like I really don't get the opportunity to talk with you a whole lot. And I want to play with you one of the first spirit box responses I ever got when I tried the PSB7 so many years ago. I didn't know what I was doing. This was the first day that I ever even put this in my hand. We were at my old work, the Wyman Building in downtown Minneapolis. The building was built in 1916. When I turned on the equipment for the first time, when I turned on the box for the first time, I asked if somebody's here, can you give me your name, please? And with the first question I ever asked, the name came through with Nate. I mean, right away, I fell in love with it. But this recording changed my life, and it put me on the trajectory that it was today. So it's a bit important to me, and it's very humbling, actually. But this is later that night when we're investigating. We were upstairs, my friend Jeff and I. And I just say to Spirit, my name is Greg. This is Jeff. Could you please say Greg and Jeff? And this is the response we got.
Greg, Jeff.
I'm going to play it again.
Greg, Jeff.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, perfectly clear.
And, I mean, that recording changed my life. It put me where I am today using your box. And using right away, it's like, if this is what paranormal investigating is, I'm all about it. Yes, please give me some of this. So, yes, fantastic.
Nice. Very good.
Thank you very much. It was it was really something. Now, I want to play. Let's see if I can find it now since I moved everything around here. Okay. I want to play what we are talking about when you said they're talking about the theory. I have that recording, if that works for you.
Sure, yeah.
Right, here we go.
Yeah.
So your words are formed with thoughts, correct?
Correct.
Correct? Pretty amazing how you can bind your frequencies with your thoughts, isn't it? Thanks for sharing that.
Okay, did you hear all that, Greg?
I didn't hear. First of all, I heard correct. So I got that. The rest is a little vague for me. Can we play it again?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do it.
So your words are formed with thoughts, correct? Correct. Pretty amazing how you can bind your frequencies with your thoughts, isn't it? Thanks for sharing that.
Okay, let me explain something to you.
Please do.
So the first spirit, the male, says, correct. He acknowledges that thoughts, your thought energy, does indeed change the frequencies. Then the next one said, the next female said, and visual. That's her response. Okay. And then the last one was, we warp it. So we warp the frequencies. Okay, so that's where so my theory has always been, because a lot of times when my daughter interacts with me, it's always through telepathy, through thought. So when I communicate and have conversations with her when I'm sleeping or in that altered state of consciousness, she's there, she's talking to me, and we're carrying a conversation. Well, everything in the spiritual realm is thought energy. I've had out-of-body experiences. Okay, if I wanted to go through a door, all it had to be was a thought. Next thing I know, I'm gliding through a door in the room. So these are all different things that, you know, you begin to realize, you piece those puzzle pieces together over time. And that's all spirits have, really, are thoughts. Thoughts and visualization. That is their soul, their mind, so to speak. Okay, so they can think as clearly as you and I can think.
So you explained what was being said. Why don't we listen to it one more time so everyone can kind of have, like, because we can close the loop on this one. Here you go.
Mm-hmm.
So your words are formed with thoughts, correct? Correct. Pretty amazing how you combine your frequencies with your thoughts, isn't it? Thanks for sharing that.
Okay, yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, that's...
So you cracked the shell. You cracked the nut, basically.
Yeah, I mean, that's... It's. But see, you have to understand, my journey has been, you know, tenfold. I've had out-of-body experiences. I've had astral travel. I've been to the hereafter. My daughter's physically shown me the hereafter. I've had so many communications with loved ones through my mind while I'm sleeping and in altered states of consciousness. So, you know, this to me, when I talk to spirits, they're not really spirits to me. Okay. They're people.
Yep.
They're people in spirit form. So I treat them with the same level of dignity and respect I would teach or treat you. And I teach them the same types of things with my equipment that I would teach somebody who's learning Spirit Box for the first time. So when I sit down with them, I tell them, you know, focus your thoughts for me, please. You know, I want this to be as clear as possible. You know, visualize what you want to say to me. So I've had responses from Spirit saying, you know, Gary's teaching us something. Those were the responses. Gary's teaching us something. So that really means a lot to me, because it's a totally different approach than most people would ever expect to hear.
And I think that that's it. And I guess that's what I was kind of getting at the top of the program, is that it's not, when I said that we have the same way of doing things, I meant the ideology of it.
Yeah.
You know, because that is really what it comes down to. And you know, you're right. And there's it takes I love those people, such as myself, such as many friends of mine who I investigate with, who look at spirits as people, that you look at them as we don't treat anyone any different. In fact, we'll make it a little bit, try to make it as easy as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so everything that you've done up to this point well, maybe not now, I guess, in a sense, because you are so evolved in that area. But originally, everything that you had done to create this equipment was to be able to communicate with Melissa.
Well, correct. Okay, the reason I was communicating with Melissa in so many different ways. I mean, but
sure.
And so weren't my other two daughters and my wife and everything else. But I was hearing from so many people after the Ghost Adventures episode. I was hearing from hundreds and hundreds of people, and they all wanted to be able to communicate with their children. And what do you say to these people? Yeah. You know, I mean, so I'm thinking, okay, what could I do to help people to maybe have an experience like mine? Because many of them never had an experience at all. And I can't explain the reason why I would have an experience and another mom and dad who loved their child just as much didn't have an experience. Why would that be?
Yeah.
That was an emotional thing for me to have somebody ask for help. And then I didn't know what to do. So really, the Spirit Box for me was something that I did to try to help other people. And as a result, Greg, in all honesty, I've received countless numbers of emails from people who said, I've talked to my son or I've talked to my daughter. I know they're safe. Okay. And that's all I really cared about.
I hear you. And I only reason why I'm going to say this because I feel like when you say something, I respond as almost like a competition. I'm just so excited to be able to talk with you. And I wanted just to share, I was doing an event at Hotel Josephine just last year. And like I said, I do these sessions where I reach out to people's loved ones and stuff. And someone heard about that and they pulled me aside and said, today is the anniversary of my father's death. Would you try to reach out to him for me? And I said, I'll do my best. I can't guarantee anything. And I sat down with them during a break, and I put on the box, and I do the do it the way that I normally do it. And obviously, we don't know what other people's relatives sound like or what they're saying and stuff. And I asked for this gentleman's name to come through. And you start hearing a male voice, and I look at the mother, and there are tears running down her face, and she's like, that's his voice.
Yeah.
And I haven't heard that voice in 12 years. And that is, you know, that is why I do this also. I don't create equipment. I don't know how. I don't – and the way that you're talking and stuff, I'm just in awe with the brilliance that you bring to the equipment. But what I do is take your equipment – and I do very similar to what you have been doing and what you wanted the purpose of this equipment to be.
And, you know, I admire that very much, Greg. And, you know, I don't get to see every single person out there and how they're using their devices or what they're doing with it. But when I hear that kind of a story, okay, then I know that I've done the right thing,
yeah.
You know, over time. You know, I've been selling this thing for 15 years. And, you know, there are many, you know, hundreds of thousands of SP7s all over the world. So, you know, with that said, you have to take and know that a percentage of those being used by the right people are doing good somewhere along the way. So that's important to me. And if you do, you want to play any more of the clips?
Absolutely.
There's a couple.
Absolutely. Yes. Let's do
there's
it.
There's one there with the SP7 Pro where I ask him, you know, how are you doing today? And he says, I'm feeling pretty good.
Got it.
Do you see that one?
I got it. Let's.
You're fast.
You know what? That's the name of the game around here, right? So, do you want to set it up, or do you just want us to play it?
Well, what was happening is I was just getting ready to alter some of the software. I was just changing some of the sweep speeds, and I was sitting down. And I don't do sessions like you're thinking about. When I do a thing, it's more of a test,
sure.
And I get interactions from spirits as I'm doing it. So I just, you know, casually said, hey, how are you feeling today? And this is the response.
Here we go.
Yep. How's everyone doing today?
I feel pretty good.
You feel pretty good? I'm glad to know that you're feeling well.
Yeah, that's great. We're going to play that again, folks. That's really good. Here we go.
How's everyone doing today?
I feel pretty good.
You feel pretty good? I'm glad to know that you're feeling well. Yeah.
That just puts a smile to my face, Gary. It's just so good. It just and I love the spirit responses where it's just casual conversation.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you look at the other one, I thought that you stopped. At first, when I heard this girl come on, I thought it was Melissa, but then, you know, because it almost sounds like her voice, but it wasn't. But what had happened was I was, again, doing some experimentation with the box, and such a beautiful voice that comes through. It's very different if you listen to it.
Let's play it, and then we got to wrap up because we're almost out of time, but let's play this real fast.
You thought that I stopped. I didn't stop. I'm right here.
I'm going to play it one more time real fast.
Yeah.
Or not real fast, but you know.
You thought that I stopped. I didn't stop. I'm right here. So I had been running the device, and I had paused to do something else. And when I started back up, the girl goes, I thought that you stopped, you know, like that you stopped running your test. It was just a very nice voice.
It is. For folks who want to pick up the box, can they just go to pro-measure.com and order it there? Or?
Yep, pro-measure.com. Yeah.
And Gary Galka, this went by too fast. I hope you want to come back sometime, and we can do a lot more of this.
Absolutely, Greg.
Gary, thank you so much for joining me tonight.
Pleasure.
That's awesome. And we'll be back tomorrow, One Question Reading Wednesday, with Lily McNamara. Thank you very much for joining me.